This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Monday, the 6th of May. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. I send you there if you've been dealing with any kind of personal injury from an accident that you didn't cause. You deserve to be compensated. Let Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys put their skills to work for you. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. So much action going on right now. We're at a great time in the sports calendar. And that also means that Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports. MLB, golf, NBA, NHL playoffs, all the latest stats, news, scores available for you to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds, the lines, including all the latest matchups, player props, odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. So, really glad to have you guys here to start your week with me. Appreciate that. A lot happening here. A lot to catch up on from over the weekend. So, last night, I'm getting ready to walk my son upstairs, my younger son Jordan, all right? And I wanted to hang out with him for a little bit before it was time for him to go to sleep. You know, this is around like 9 o'clock or something, a little after 9 o'clock. And so I wanted to hang out in his room with him, watch a little bit of TV. And I said to him, hey man, and I didn't even know about this until it happened. I don't know, maybe I've been living under a rock. And I go, hey man, there's this Tom Brady roast that's on right now on Netflix. Do you want to watch that? I thought he was going to say no. I thought he wouldn't care. And he goes, yeah. So, all right, we put on this roast. Oh, my God. So, it was at the Forum in L.A. I mean, like, the arena looked packed. And all on the floor. It's all celebrities and whatnot. Oh, so, they're going to roast Tom Brady live on Netflix. Because Netflix is getting into the live event business. You know, they had that special right there. I think they've had other comedy specials that have been live. They got WWE Monday Night Raw is beginning in January of 25 live on Netflix. So this is live. And it seemed to go off without a hitch. Like I had no issues streaming or watching it. We were a little bit behind. Like I said, I put on a little after 9. So we watched like the first 45 minutes of it. Oh my God. Now look, it's a roast. It was a real roast. And what I mean by that is you had the roast master general, Jeffrey Ross, and he is ruthless. You had Nikki Glaser. She's huge with the roast. I've seen Nikki Glaser. I had her in studio with me one time. And when we're doing, I think it was during Zaslow and Amber. And this was like when she was starting to get, like, she was still doing the improv. Went and saw her at the improv. She's so funny. She's really big now. She plays like theaters now. She is so raunchy. I mean, every joke is dick and, you know, rhymes with ussy. She's super funny. She's doing all the roast now. So she's there. You got a bunch of former teammates are there. They're going to roast. Kevin Hart is the host of the whole thing. So these were big guns. This was a real roast. And I got to tell you, I got to give Tom Brady a lot of credit. Because as you would expect with these kind of people, like it's a real roast, they were ruthless. It was so raunchy. You know, the first couple minutes, they're already getting into the super sexual jokes and all that. And I'm watching with my 12-year-old son. I'm like, oh my God, does he even know these words? So anyway, we're very open in the Zaslow Mansion. So this, I got to tell you, so Kevin Hart's going through his whole deal in the beginning. And I was saying to myself, like, all right, they're going to talk about him and his divorce with Giselle. I mean, it's a roast. This is what it is. There is nothing off limits. It's no holds barred. And oh my God, not only did everyone talk about him and Giselle, but Kevin Hart went right at it, right out the gate. It was like, wow, so we are starting with the heavy hitter stuff. We are going right after him. And I really got to give Tom Brady a lot of credit because athletes, you know, it's one thing for these celebrities to be roasted. Okay, fine. But athletes, guys like Tom Brady, they have gone through their entire life with everyone kissing their ass, telling them how great they are. And you are not, if you are an athlete like Tom Brady, you are not used to people being A, critical of you like that. Now, I know you could put on the television shows and they'll be critical, but critical like this in a mean way to your face and just you being the butt of jokes. Pro athletes, especially of Tom Brady's caliber, they are not used to that. And Brady is sitting there and just has to eat all of these nasty insults. I really got to give Tom Brady a lot of credit. So I want to play a couple of clips for you here. If you didn't catch it, I'm sure, you know, you can go back on Netflix and you can watch it, whatever. It is so over the top raunchy. You know, a couple of the highlights, I'll play a couple of highlights. First, let me give you some of, all right, let me give you some of Kevin Hart. So Kevin Hart, he's the host. He's about to introduce everybody, which by the way, after Kevin Hart's stepping in there, like in between, he's introducing all the people as they're going to come up. And when he introduced the Roastmaster General, Jeffrey Ross, oh my God, Jeffrey Ross, he comes, they're wheeling him out because it's like he's coming, there's fire in the background. So, graphics on the big screen. So it's like he's coming from hell. And because he's coming from hell, he's wearing an O.J. Simpson jersey. An O.J. Simpson jersey covered in, like, splattered blood. And he tells, you know, everyone, hey, I'm O.J. Says, I'm here from hell. And by the way, Aaron Hernandez says hello. And all the Patriot players who were up on this issue, it was ruthless. Nothing was off limits. Matter of fact, when Jeffrey Ross is up there and he made a joke, Robert Kraft is sitting up there too. And he made a joke about Robert Kraft and, you know, how Tom Brady, when Tom Brady was drafted, he went to Robert Kraft's office and said, you just made the best decision in your life drafting me. And then Jeffrey Ross made some kind of joke about giving Robert Kraft handjobs. And all the crowds hooting and hollering. And Brady, it was a little bit like Will. I don't know if Brady was serious or not. It was a little bit like Will Smith, where Will Smith, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. It gave you a little bit of that vibe. Because Brady got up and he went up to Jeffrey Ross in his ear. He goes, don't say that shit again. And then he sat back down. I was like, I think he was joking, but I don't know. That was a weird moment. Let me give you a little bit of Kevin Hart here. So this is in the beginning, and I thought Kevin Hart was excellent. He was ruthless. Give it a listen.
Oh, you fucked him. You fucked him good. You did. You did, Tom. You fucked your coach. But let me tell you something, people. Let me tell you something. That's what you got to do to maintain your happiness. You understand? You sometimes got to fuck your coach. You know who else fucked their coach? Giselle. She fucked that karate man. No. No. Listen. What? What? What an idiot. Why would you do this? What an idiot. I mean, Jesus Christ, Tom. One of the smartest quarterbacks ever played a game. How did you not see this coming? 8 fucking karate classes a day. 8 karate classes a day. She's still a white belt.
I mean, it was zinger after zinger about him and Giselle and the divorce. And I mean, he had to know this was going to be the case, right? Everyone had jokes about Giselle and him. And the thing that got me there with Kevin Hart there, where he goes, why would you do this? You're such an idiot. Why would you do this? And it's true. That's why I got to give Brady a lot of credit. Why would you do this? Oh my. Netflix had to have paid him a lot of money, right? They had to. But he's just sitting up there and he's got to take it. You know who was great? The first former player that he brought up there. Like, I didn't see Randy Moss's roast, but I saw that he wasn't very good. Julian Edelman went up there. Gronk. Gronk went up there. And I got to tell you something about Gronk. And I've been saying this for a while. He is a fucking idiot, all right? Like, just the most meathead you're ever going to see. And I don't know if Gronk is fun. Well, no, forget about that. Gronk's not funny. And I don't even know that he's, like, he's not entertaining. And if you were watching a player and then you would have figured post-career, he's going to do a lot of fun stuff. He's got a great personality. I think Gronk, in that regard, is a massive disappointment. He's not funny. He doesn't have any personality. I remember you would have thought he's a huge WWE fan. You would have thought that when he started doing stuff with WWE after he retired for the first time, he was going to be great. He was horrendous. Horrendous. He was horrible. He was a horrible talker. He had no personality. They had to put up cue cards behind the camera for him to read off of. And then eventually, he did it with sunglasses on, so you can't see that he's reading. Gronk, he was horrible with WWE. And everything I see him do like this, he's not funny. He sucks. And then at the end of the show, he takes a shot, and he spikes the shot glass. You gotta do a Gronk spike. He spikes the shot glass, and, like, the glass shatters everywhere. Like, the glass shards are shattering everywhere. There's people sitting right in front of him. It's just glass flying everywhere. He's a moron. He's not funny. To me, he's a major disappointment post-career. You would have thought he's a fun guy to hang around. And as you can imagine, his entire shtick up there, it was just dick jokes. It's dick jokes and 69 jokes. Which is probably why he stunk when he was on television with WWE. Because he couldn't make dick and 69 jokes. I think Gronk sucks. He comes off as a huge moron to me. You know who was really good? The first former player that they brought up was former quarterback Drew Bledsoe. And of course, Drew Bledsoe, he got hurt. Brady took his job with that first Super Bowl. Drew Bledsoe, he was excellent.
So, hey, look, buddy, you know, you have more rings than I do. But I've experienced a couple things that you will never experience. You know, the feeling of being the number one overall draft pick in the NFL. And a 28th wedding anniversary. It was yesterday.
I thought Bledsoe was excellent. And obviously, all these guys have someone write their jokes for them. He's still got to deliver them. I thought Bledsoe's delivery was excellent. Like, who would have thought? You know, Gronk is horrible in front of a camera and a microphone. Bledsoe, who showed you no personality when he played, he was great last night. Although Bledsoe, he's probably been saving up these zingers at Brady for a long time. Although I'm sure they have a great relationship. Bledsoe was very comfortable. Also, you could see maybe he had a few drinks in him, loosened up some. Bledsoe was excellent. So, like I said, it was raunchy as hell. Go back and watch it if you're into that kind of stuff. I thought it was a lot of fun. Those were some of the early highlights, but man, they were, like Kevin Hart again, Kevin Hart was up throughout the whole thing. Kevin Hart was really funny, and big time props to Tom Brady. That's, man, that is an unusual situation for a pro athlete, where you got 15,000 people, whatever it is, sitting in that arena, and they're all laughing at you. Everybody's making fun of you, and they're all laughing at you. He took it like a champ. That was an excellent job out of him. You know what else is an excellent job? When you make sure you protect your home with homeowners insurance. Now, how do you get the most comprehensive insurance coverage and at the best rate out there? I send you to Brunt Insurance. That's right. BruntInsurance.com. Call them today. Get yourself a rate. 954-589-2204. Wherever you're calling from in the state of Florida, from Pensacola all the way down to the Keys. You see, Brunt Insurance, they have offices all throughout the state. So wherever you're calling from, they're going to know your area. They're going to get you the best coverage out there. When it comes to homeowners, renters, condo insurance, your options can be dizzying. Your head's going to start to spin. But you don't have to worry, because at Brunt Insurance, they specialize in making the confusing crystal clear. Fully licensed team. They're going to help you every step of the way. Call today. Get yourself the latest rate. 954-589-2204, bruntinsurance.com. If you're looking for affordable care that offers you the best coverage on your automobile, your motorcycle, your boat insurance, I just switched and got my auto insurance through Brunt Insurance a couple of months ago. You're making the right call. 954-589-2204. Their team has the expertise and the experience to find the perfect coverage for you. bruntinsurance.com, 954-589-2204. BruntInsurance.com. Now, you guys know, I always tell you, you got to support the sponsors that support the show. But the best part about the sponsors we have here on Zaslow Show 2.0 is not only do I use all of them myself, but they're going to help you. And when we're talking about getting the best sleep that you possibly can, you got to have the softest, the coolest, the most breathable bed sheets around. And obviously, I'm talking about Sheets and Giggles. Go to SheetsGiggles.com, where you're going to become one of over 100,000 Americans that are sleeping on Sheets and Giggles sustainable eucalyptus sheets, mattresses, and pillows rated best overall by Good Housekeeping. Matter of fact, make sure, especially tonight, make sure you're following Sheets and Giggles at Sheets Giggles. Follow them on Twitter. My man Colin, the founder and CEO of Sheets and Giggles, huge South Florida sports fan, loves the Florida Panthers. So tonight, Panthers and Bruins, if the Panthers win and you're following at Sheets Giggles on Twitter, he always puts out some type of promo code, a flash sale, and you could take advantage of those sheets, the mattresses, the pillows, everything they got at SheetsGiggles.com. If tonight you use the promo code, you'll see what I'm talking about. So make sure you follow at Sheets Giggles. Keep an eye on the account during the Panther game tonight. But if this is your first time ever going to SheetsGiggles.com and you're purchasing the best bed sheets in the world, the only bed sheets you're ever going to need, use promo code Zaslow. 20% off your first order at SheetsGiggles.com. That's right. 20% off your first order. Use promo code Zaslow at checkout. 20% off your first order at SheetsGiggles.com. Great time to get yourself a new eucalyptus mattress. Mattresses can be expensive. We're getting you 20% off if this is your first order. Use promo code Zaslow, SheetsGiggles.com. Got a bunch of NBA stuff to get to. But first, a couple things to clean up from over the weekend. Number one, I put out a poll question over the weekend. Zaslow Show 2.0 poll. And here was the poll. It's still active, but I mean, it's late in the poll. It's going to close at any moment now. You guys did a good job coming out to the polls and voting early and often. And Zaslow Show 2.0 poll question was, now, I'm not talking Marlins on Zaslow Show 2.0. I'm out on the Marlins. I've never been out on the Marlins. I'm out on the Marlins. I can't do it anymore. This team is not worth any of my attention. So I think I've already told you guys this. I will not be talking any kind of Marlins during this season. And probably for the foreseeable future. Because this Bruce Sherman, he's essentially a slumlord. This Bruce Sherman, he is not going to be the guy to turn this franchise around. He's, in my opinion, worse than Jeffrey Loria. So I put out the poll question. Zaslow Show 2.0 poll question. And if this is not the indictment of all indictments on Bruce Sherman, that slumlord, who would you rather own the Marlins? That was the question. Your choices were Bruce Sherman. Your other choice was Jeffrey Loria. Now, understand this. We did a poll question on Zaslow and Amber. I don't know, like 6 or 7, something like that. 6 or 7 years ago, like right before Jeffrey Loria sold the Marlins. And the poll question was, who would you rather own the Miami Marlins? Jeffrey Loria or Vladimir Putin? And Putin won with 80% of the vote. 80% of the voters would rather Vladimir Putin own the Miami Marlins over Jeffrey Loria. And this weekend's poll question, who would you rather own the Marlins, Bruce Sherman or Jeffrey Loria? 78% of the vote, Jeffrey Loria. So 80% of the people wanted Vladimir Putin over the guy that 78% of you want owning the team over, or would rather own the team over, Bruce Sherman. All Bruce Sherman had to do, all the next owner after Jeffrey Loria had to do, was be not Loria. That's all he had to do, was be not Loria. And now, 78% of the vote would rather Jeffrey Loria still own the team over Bruce Sherman. He fucking sucks. Get out of my city. Sell the team. Sell the team. I mean, think about that. 80% of the people wanted Vladimir Putin over Jeffrey Loria. Jeffrey Loria is the guy Marlin fans would rather on the team over you, Bruce Sherman. A guy who they would rather... There's Bruce Sherman all the way at the bottom here. Above Bruce Sherman is Jeffrey Loria, and above Jeffrey Loria was Vladimir Putin. That's how far down Bruce Sherman is for the Marlin fan. Now, it was predictable that the poll was going to go that way. All he had... Now, like I said, I'm not talking about Marlins. I will not do that on this show. All he had to do was be not Brady. Not Brady. Got the Tom Brady roast stuffs on television. All he had to do was be not Loria. That's all he had to do. He is so much worse. He is so much worse. All right. Anyway, a couple other things to clean up from over the weekend. Inter Miami. What was it, Saturday night? Sold my tickets. Made a fortune. Inter Miami. I was following it on my phone, and then I watched a little bit because I was watching Saturday night, Toronto, Boston, Game 7. Inter Miami's down 1-0 at halftime. And in the second half, they score 6 goals. Messi had 1. He had 5 other assists. Inter Miami went 6-2. They're like the best team in MLS. They're running away with the Eastern Conference right now. Most points in MLS, like, by far. So, Inter Miami, they went over the weekend 6-2. And, yeah, let's get to the NBA stuff. So, yesterday, Cleveland beats Orlando 106-94. And the Magic had a really good season. But, man, the way that they lost Game 7 is so tough to swallow. Because, in general, you say this Magic team, hey, you made the playoffs, you got to Game 7, it's only Paolo Banchero's second year, and he is as advertised. He is awesome. But to be up 18 in the first half, the Cavaliers completed the largest deficit in a Game 7 to come back for a victory in NBA history. The Magic had nothing in the second half. No offense. And if Banchero had 24 of, I think, 38 in the first half. If he wasn't going to do the same thing in the second half without any help, yeah, they were going to lose. It wasn't even like there was this onslaught of offense from the Cavaliers in the second half. It was just, yeah, the Magic couldn't score. They couldn't do anything. So We got one game seven in the first round of the NBA playoffs. And game was okay. Like I said, second half, Magic couldn't do anything. So I think overall, first round of the NBA playoffs, kind of shitty. Only got one game seven. But the second round, you got the fire matchups. New York and Indiana is going to be fantastic. That gets going tonight. Boston and Cleveland, I don't know if Cleveland wins a game. I really don't. Even without Porzingis, I don't know if Cleveland's going to win a game. I don't think Cleveland's a serious team. The Western Conference, the West was a disappointment in the first round. This second round could be really good. Dallas, Oklahoma City, that could be great. We'll see. And Minnesota, Denver is already off to a phenomenal start with Minnesota stealing the home court advantage already in game one. So tonight, New York, Indiana, and then the late game, Minnesota, Denver. Very big night in the association tonight. Now, we all know what the main event is. I'll get to that in a moment. I am hosting Amber and Ian tonight with top girl Amber Wilson. So 7 to 10 p.m. tonight on ESPN Radio. You can listen on SiriusXM Channel 80 or on the ESPN app. That's right, on the app. Everybody has the ESPN app on their phone. You pull up the app. On the bottom right corner, you know, it has those bars. You click on the bars, and then you scroll down, and you click on Live Radio. And there, it takes you to all the ESPN Radio affiliates, like, all over the country. But the very top one is just the network, ESPN. And that's where you can hear me. That's where you can hear me and top girl Amber Wilson. So you can always listen on the ESPN app or locally here in South Florida on ESPN West Palm, 106.3 FM, ESPN West Palm. So listen tonight. We're going to keep you updated on the NBA. Panthers, come on. You know the deal. So, I'm so fired up for this Panther game tonight. Let me get to that in a second. Over the weekend with the hockey, two game sevens. So, Dallas beats Vegas last night 2-1. They score what ended up being the winning goal earlier in the third period. They hang on late. They win 2-1. Boston on Saturday night. I mean, both these teams are such chokers. Toronto, who is the biggest choker franchise in sports, they go up 1-0 with about 9 minutes left in the game. 30 seconds later, Bruins tie it 1-1. And then they go to overtime, and Pastrnak with, I mean, just a beautiful goal. And Boston wins it a few minutes into overtime. They survive. Now, Boston, come get some. Come get some. That's what's on tap tonight. Boston, come get some. We fucking own you. I can't wait for tonight. So, overall, though, before we get to the Panthers and tonight, two game sevens in the Stanley Cup this weekend. And I talked about this yesterday. I was hosting ESPN Radio primetime with David Dennis Jr. He was very good. I had never met him before. You know, he's on Around the Horn all the time. And we were talking about the show yesterday. This Stanley Cup playoffs, and especially game sevens, it's a whole nother level. It is. You know, the NBA playoffs, for the most part, are good. And game sevens, of course, of the NBA, very tense. But every single shift in a Stanley Cup playoff game, let alone game seven, the game can be lost at any moment. These games are so tense. Just watch, you know, the crowd in Dallas after the Stars won yesterday. The crowd in Boston after the Bruins won Saturday. These game sevens, Stanley Cup playoffs, it's a whole nother level. It is this, for me, North American sports, the Stanley Cup playoffs, it is the standard bearer. There is nothing like it in sports. And now the Panthers, we're moving on. Second round tonight, game one. I saw on ESPN.com. You always gotta check who the real ones are, you know? Gotta see who the real ones are, and you gotta see who's sus. So I love looking up the expert picks. They got 23 experts. Hockey writers, ESPN.com, analysts, all the people who are into hockey. 23 of them are polled for each series. Panthers, Bruins. We gotta find out who's real and who's sus. 22 of the 23 have the Panthers beating the Bruins. So you might be saying to yourself, who's the one guy? Who's the one guy that is sus? Steve Levy, you're sus. Steve Levy is the only one that picked against the Panthers. Steve Levy, I like you a lot, but right now, in this moment, you're sus. So 22 of 23 have the Panthers taken that Bruins ass. Now,
jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I would love to go tonight. I can't for a couple reasons. Number one, well, actually, the second reason, I'm gonna work my way backwards for dramatic purposes. The second reason is because I'm working tonight. I'm doing Amber and Ian. So I'm going to be watching the game. Amber knows this. I told her. I watch these Panther playoff games. I'm on the verge of projectile vomit anyway. So I'm going to have to find a way to concentrate doing ESPN. I mean, thank God I'm on with Amber. I don't know if I would have taken the shift tonight if I wasn't doing it with Amber, because I know I could trust her and she understands how I'm going to be during this Panther game. Like, if I vomit all over my screen here, she'll give me a couple minutes to gather my composure, all right? She'll be able to carry the show for a minute or two while I clean up, but I'm going to have the Panther game on right here in the Zaslow Mansion Network Studios. I'm going to have the Panther game on. I'm going to be a mess. And at least the Panther game starts at 8. We get off the air at 10, so I'll be able to watch most of the third period uninterrupted. But tonight should be interesting, doing the show during a Panther playoff game. So that's what one reason I'm not going. I'm working tonight. I'm happy to do it. The main reason, though, that I'm not going tonight, and this is a good thing, but also it's a bad thing, but also a good thing. And I experienced this past year with the Miami Dolphins, right? Where tickets are so expensive. I like sitting in, you know, lower level we know is super expensive. I don't mind sitting in the upper deck, but I want to sit in the front row in the upper deck, right? Unless it's a Stanley Cup Finals, I'll sit anywhere, which I did last year. But otherwise, I want to sit in the front row. Like, me and my son, we went to Game 5 against Tampa. All-time sport experience going with my son, and for the first time ever, watching the Panthers close out an opponent in person. We sat in the front row, and front row on the upper deck. I got a great price. I think I paid $85 a ticket, which is why I scooped it up when I did. That's a great price. Now, second round, Boston. If I want to sit in those same seats, we're talking $250. I'm take my son. That's $500. Probably got to take both my boys. Now we're talking $750. I can't do it. And even if I wanted to get the cheapest ticket, I think the cheapest ticket is like $120 or something, maybe $130. It is what it is. So it sucks because the tickets are so expensive. But overall, it's a good thing because, yeah, it means that the team is awesome. And we've never had this scenario. So I really have no problem being priced out. It's not like it, because I'm watching at home. I'm loving it. I'm watching my boys. And it's not like it's a wine and cheese crowd at the game. The crowds are fire. That building is on fire for all 60 minutes. That atmosphere is going to be awesome tonight. I'm so excited for you guys who get to go. Every year now, Panther playoffs, that's the standard. Every year, I'm so excited for you guys who are going to be there tonight. You're going to be loud. The Panthers have had a week off. No Sam Bennett still. Paul Maurice said he's close. But the Panthers have had a week off. And I never really know. Is that good? Are they going to be rusty? Is it a bad thing? And I asked Billy Lindsay on the show last week. He said he always sides with getting rest. That getting rest is huge in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And I would have to say that makes sense because it's such a grind. If you can get rest at any point, let alone a week, that's got to be enormous. Because the Bruins, while the Panthers have been resting for a week and getting ready, the Bruins played 7 games and had to go to overtime in Game 7 on Saturday night. And now, less than 48 hours later, they're going to play Game 1 here in Sunrise tonight. So, it feels like the Panthers, now home ice advantage, Panthers got a great home ice. But home ice advantage is not the be-all, end-all with hockey. Nonetheless, the Panthers having had a week off, and the Bruins coming right out the gate from Game 7, if you're the Panthers, you got to get this game tonight. I think it's a lot to ask for the Panthers to go up 2-0 the way they did against Tampa, but I do believe you have to have the opportunity to go up 2-0. Panthers got to get this game tonight. They had the rest. The Bruins are coming off Game 7 Saturday night. Take advantage of what could be a tired, banged-up Bruins club. Man, I can't wait for this game tonight. Oh, I'm so nervous, but you know the nerves, the anxiety, it's my drugs. I'm a fiend for it. I love it. It's going to be interesting how I do the show tonight with Amber. It really is. I mean, am I going to be cheering on the air? Not that I can't be biased. I'm very biased. But am I going to be able to concentrate? All right. So, I do have another scenario that I got to talk about that deals with tonight. First, though, let me tell you guys about the scenario that I want to make sure you know about that's going on at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, we're talking all kinds of incredible offers on new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you're getting that promise where they provide customers an exceptional experience at their brand new state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. It's that beautiful building. You can see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. Whatever you're looking for, they have an extensive new and pre-owned Subaru inventory, plus used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model. You're sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Plus, all new Subarus and most pre-owned vehicles, they come with a lifetime warranty, so you know that you're covered. Go check out their inventory right now, nflsubaru.com. That's nflsubaru.com, North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. So, something is happening tonight that I knew was eventually going to happen, and I'm going to have to deal with in some fashion. So I'm hosting with Amber Wilson tonight on Amber and Ian from 7 to 10 p.m. And, you know, our producer will put together a lot of the show, put together guest lists. We talk throughout the day, figure out the, you know, we map out the show. And so tonight, or I say this morning, I get a note from our producer with a couple of the guests that are lined up on the show so far. And I knew this day was going to come. And so, for instance, we're doing a lot of NBA tonight. For instance, at one point in the show, we're going to talk to Dave McMenamin. You know, he covers, he's out there, I guess. Well, wait, hold on a second. Let me see here. Let's get this straight. Is it Dave McMenamin that we're talking to tonight? Yeah, Dave McMenamin, because he is covering the Wolves and Nuggets out in Denver. Okay, great. You also have the Knicks and Pacers. That is going on earlier. So we're going to get someone from out there who's covering the game to chime in with us. And who is that reporter? Brian Windhorst. Yes. Now, if you know anything, I have never had Brian Windhorst on my show in any fashion, be it certainly not here in South Florida, and never on ESPN Radio. I knew this day was going to come, though. For those of you who are the uninitiated, we're going back over 10 years ago, but Brian Windhorst was the inaugural Tool of the Week Hall of Famer. That's right. We used to do Tool of the Week every Tuesday on my show, started with Zaslow and Joy, and we would have nominations every single week. You guys would contribute. We would come up with who's the Tool of the Week, and every now and then, we would induct someone into the Tool of the Week Hall of Fame, where you wouldn't be able to nominate them anymore because they're already hanging from the rafters. And we had banners and everything. We had banners where, you know, some of the Tool of the Week Hall of Famers. Let me tell you, we had Jeffrey Loria. We had four Hall of Famers. We had Jeffrey Loria. We had Heath Bell. We had Michael Wilbon. And we had the inaugural Tool of the Week Hall of Famer, Brian Windhorst. And I knew a time was going to come where, all right, if I'm working for ESPN, eventually he's going to be on one of the shows I'm doing. And, I'm going to have to pay the piper here. And that night's tonight. Now, I've never talked to Brian Windhorst before, but I know for certain he knows who I am. And he knows that we were ruthless to him. We were ruthless. Now, let's make sure everybody understands this. When I say that we were ruthless, I never talked about his appearance or anything like that. That's not cool. I would never do that. At least I don't think I would ever do that. And because it's definitely not cool. But I'm talking about, like, just everything that came along with Miami, Cleveland, LeBron, all of that stuff. Now, for instance, we were ruthless with Aaron Goldhammer as well. And since then, one of the first hosts that I ever worked with on ESPN Radio was Aaron Goldhammer. And so, all right, got to hash this baby out. And as it turns out, I really like Goldhammer. I like doing shows with him. He's a good dude. And we hashed it out. And everything's good. But man, like, I was ruthless to Goldhammer. But everything's cool now. I have not had that mea culpa with Brian Windhorst. I don't know how this is going to go tonight. So, it's going to be dealt with one way or the other. But if you're interested in how that's going to be handled, I would say tune in tonight. I hope Windhorst doesn't hate me. Because look, it was over 10 years ago. I'm not going to say I was in the wrong, because I wasn't in the wrong. We were at war, Miami and Cleveland. It was a battle, all right? It was us versus them. And you know what? I'm standing up for Miami, and I'm standing up for our guys. So I don't take any of that stuff back. But I hope that Joy Taylor went through this too. When she got the job at FS1, her first job was, remember, she was the host for Undisputed. She was the moderator, the host, with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. And then one day, the big lead, you got that that snake, Jason McIntyre, who then exposes Joy and writes about the things that Joy used to say about Skip Bayless on our show. He links to the tweets that Joy made about Skip Bayless. And Joy was very upset about it and very worried. And she called, this before even the start of the show, and she called me. I said, listen, you obviously have to deal with this now. I think that he's probably going to understand. He's probably going to understand this is not a personal thing, but it's Miami versus Cleveland. It's local radio versus national. And that's, you gotta have a conversation with him. And yeah, so she did have that conversation, and Skip couldn't have been nicer. Couldn't have been more understanding. Now, I don't think it's quite to the level, of what I have to do tonight, because he's just a guest on the show, as opposed to Joy working side by side with Skip Bayless. But I hope Windhorst understands. It's not a personal thing. Although, man, we did take a million shots at his credibility. This is not a personal thing. It's Miami versus Cleveland. I'm always 305 till I die. We'll see how it works out tonight. We'll see how it goes. All right, you guys know what time it is. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us where we get all the big deals. Caneswear. That's right. We all know Caneswear has the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear, but they also carry an amazing selection of all your favorite South Florida pro teams. I got a new Florida Panther shirt, new Panther hat, new Miami Heat shirt as well. They got items for men, women, kids, even your dog. You want to put a Heat jersey on your dog? I mean, that's up to you. You could do it when you go to Caneswear. So easy to find them in Davie, 2655 South University Drive. Or you could shop their entire inventory, get all the big deals at caneswear.com. Hats, t-shirts. Look, if you're on your way to the Panther game tonight, you need some new Panther gear. Come on now. Stop right in just south of 595 on the west side of University, or go to caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot. South Florida sports fans shop where you get all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal, Saturday night, all of us Panther fans, we are watching Game 7, Toronto, Boston in overtime. The Bruins would win it.
These overtime games end on a strange bounce or a rebound. Send it to the net and get people to the net. Lindholm, right wing corner. Pastrnak is there. He scores! David Pastrnak wins it for Boston.
Oh, that's obviously a big deal. It was an unbelievable play because Pastrnak, as he's in the neutral zone, he motions to his defenseman to send the puck off the board. It was perfectly placed off the board. He gets the puck backhand on the other side. Goalie had no chance. Incredible play. I think it was a set play. That's a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? Last night, Stars Knights Game 7. The Stars, they're ahead 2-1. They're trying to hang on as the Knights have the empty net.
Seconds. Here's Hanifin. Far side shot. Puck walks up behind the net. Stone. Centering catch. Broken up. And that will do it. The Dallas Stars win Game 7 and will move on to face the Colorado Avalanche.
That's obviously a big deal. And how about this? Dallas Stars head coach and former Panther head coach Pete DeBoer is now 8-0 in Game 7. That's crazy. That's a big deal. And finally, big deal or not a big deal. This weekend, WWE Backlash was Saturday afternoon in France. Really fun show. You know, they do their post-show press conferences. And here's Cody Rhodes talking about how his brother should be in the WWE Hall of Fame.
And the most I ever got to be, because Dustin and I have a big age gap and different moms, the most we ever got to be like brothers was when we were tagging with each other, when we fought against each other. And there's such special moments, and there was definitely, they were tumultuous and tense. I got to find out what brothers also hug and they fight as well. I like to hold on to those. I don't want to taint those, but you asked, did we have a conversation? We had the shortest conversation ever at WrestleMania, and it might have been the most important one I had. Because I know I'm hard on him, but he's my brother. And before I had a Sting as a favorite wrestler or Shawn Michaels, natural Dustin Rhodes was my favorite wrestler. And God, every time at these things, he just said, you're doing it now. And to hear that, that's just the greatest validation ever, you know? You compete with your brother, you compete with your dad, you chase their legacies. And then at the end of the day, you kind of get to a point where you're like, oh, I just want to all be together in what we've done. And again, I always rally for him to be part of our Hall of Fame. I think he should, and, you know, love him very much.
All right, I'm going big deal. I don't know when it's going to happen, but Dustin Rhodes, Goldust, is a lock for the Hall of Fame. Is it going to happen while he's active in AEW? I don't know. I mean, that'd be a pretty, it would be a really honorable thing to do, I should say, by WWE. But Goldust is 100% going to be inducted at some point in the WWE Hall of Fame. So I'm going to go big deal. And that right there is another edition a big dealer, not a big deal, brought to us by Caneswear. Shop for all the big deals at caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot Miami sports fans shop. Yes! All right. We got a big day today. Hope you rest up. Panthers, Bruins tonight. We got a couple NBA, game ones as well. Well, game one in New York, game two in Denver, but all eyes are here in Sunrise. Panthers and Bruins. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Thanks to everybody who helped put together a great show today behind the scenes. You guys are tremendous. Listen tonight to Amber and Ian, me and Amber Wilson tonight at 7 p.m. on ESPN Radio. We'll talk to you tomorrow on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. Know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.